Origin 2 is underway as the Blues kick off. Matt Scott takes the first hit up for the Maroons and gets to the 10-metre line. And Queensland attacking the Milton Road end in the first half. So down to the right of your radio dial, the Blues attacking the Caxton Street end. Played by Miles right under the uprights. Off to the right it goes for Cronk. Short ball to Thaiday. Thaiday scores in the opening minute and a half of the game. It's awarded.
They look sharp. Oh, that's tremendous. They got on the back of a penalty, Queensland, but they're jumping around in attack. They look sharp. It was a crisp ball, and Thaiday's in.
Well, Thurston has the ball midway between the touchline, out on the right wing, and the uprights. He's kicked 33 of 40 in his goal kicking in Origin games here at Lang Park. One of the great sharp shooters of rugby league, John Thurston adds the extras. 6-0 Queensland. What a start from the Maroons. The Maroons up and about early on at Lang Park. Smith to the right for Cronk. Cronk to Thaiday again, but a one-on-one tackle that had to be made was made by Maloney. Thaiday plays it. Slater goes blindside from dummy half. Maloney wasn't square at marker. And oh, don't the Queensland fans like that penalty, having it been highlighted in the lead into the game.
Had a runner been close off Thaiday there, Queensland would have had another try. He was clear, Thaiday, and just couldn't find a supporter.
Yeah, Maloney just got him by the legs. The arms were completely free. Could have passed to anyone if he had support. Close.
Thurston with the kick. He squeezed it off the inside of the far upright. Through for the two.
Well, when your luck's in, they've got a try in the first 3 minutes, and he just bowled one in off the far upright. Unbelievable.
8-0 Queensland, and we're not even at the 10-minute mark of the game. 7 metres out, back to the right. The Maroons' pressure is relentless early on here. Nate Miles tries to carry two men over. Can't do so. Will be asked to play the football 3 metres in the field of play. Cronk, Smith looks right, gives to Parker. Parker's into the in goal and held up. Held up, Corey Parker. Rolled onto his back.
Gee, they're lucky, New South Wales there. That looked a certainty, that try. If he'd have dived hard and low, I think he might have made it.
Only 5 metres from the try line. 8-0 Queensland as Thurston passes to Cronk centre field. Cronk keeps it moving to the right for Hodges. Hodges with two in front of him. Takes the tackle off, loads to Thaiday. Thaiday grubbers for the in goal. Oh. It's been taken dead by Brett Morris. Goal line dropout coming up and another set for the Maroons.
What good play from Thaiday. What a delicate, for a big bloke that's running at a bit of pace there, to delicately feather the shortest of short grubbers into the in-goal area. The target area was very, very small.
Only 6 metres out underneath the black dot. Oh, a cunning little start there from Cam Smith. Almost had them napping. Now to the left it goes. Thurston, an overlap and a cry for Boy. Out in the left corner. Brilliant work. Darius Boyd scores the try. It's 12-0 Queensland.
Brilliant. Jonathan Thurston, superb. That's just him back to his best. The Queensland are in again.
Thurston from right out on the left touchline with that banana bending right boots. Oh. 14-0.
Oh, there's a score. 14-0 in the first game at half time. But after 19 minutes here,
what mode of play? The ball only 8 metres out, but it's the last play for the Blues here. They run left. It's in the hands of Maloney, who chips for the left wing. Challenge four by Tate. He got first hand, batted it back. Billy Slater has to punch it dead. Slater has to punch it dead after it bobbled off the fingertips once and twice of Tate. And then Billy just thumped it over the dead ball line. Lewis has stopped. That's the second to last play of the half. What do the Blues do on the last play? Fafita's got it. He gets an offload away. Pierce looks out to the right, but there was no one there to give it to. So he just had to offer up a ball. And that's the end of the half, as Josh Morris was the receiver and he's put down. And as was the case 3 weeks ago, the locals stand to applaud a 14-0 halftime scoreline. But it's those in Maroon who are very happy with the 40 minutes that they've seen so far in Origin 2. Smith to the right-hand side for Cronk. Cronk sweeps it to Cherry Evans. He puts a grubber through into the end goal, and Morris is there to field it for the Blues, but Tate's got him.
Great grubber. Great grubber. That was the only option available, really, then. They were well-marked man on man, and just a lovely little angle grubber into the end goal area.
No change to the halftime score. Queensland 14-0. Gillett up the middle of the field. Got past the first man, but two Blues put him to the ground 15 metres out. Cam Smith runs away from dummy half, then gives the ball to Thurston. Cut out past the Boyd. What a pass! Boyd for the corner. Boyd's close. I think he scored.
There he has. He's on the line, Boyd.
Upstairs we'll go because he didn't want to go for a double movement, Craig. And I think he was brought down very close to the try line.
I think he's got it. I don't think there'll be a problem. The ball's on the line. And I take your point about the double movement. But there were two defenders on Darius Boyd as he crossed the line or he got to the try line. And I think they would have provided some momentum. I think this will be okay in a Queensland try.
Centre field play the ball. Cameron Smith out. Second man play to Thurston. What a cracker of a cutout from Thurston.
We've seen a few replays. We're about to have the adjudication semaphore at Lang Park. Green lights! Darius Boyd with a double. 18-0. Queensland with a kick to come.
He must love Jonathan Thurston.
New South Wales again try and go through underneath the uprights, but there's no way through there as the ball is played. Now a little wraparound play when Farah goes out to the right-hand side. It ends up with Morris. He passes to Merritt, who's bundled over the touchline. He didn't catch the pass anyway. It was a high pass. Merritt was tripping the light fantastic down the right wing. Boyd was reading it all the way. Never really threatened to be a try.
He had about a 5% chance of scoring a try then.
Yeah, Merritt's only chance
to
hit the pass.
Here we go. Oh, and there's a punch there for Shaw. A New South Wales player's thrown the first one, and they are indeed all into it. There's not many punches thrown now.
Put them all in the bin.
Now there's a definite sin binning coming up here for a New South Wales player. Luke Lewis has had enough and came in and threw a punch. And the edict has been brought down. This is clear cut, as you will see. And the Maroons fans will absolutely just revel in the jubilation of this when he's sent to the bin.
Well, that's a sucker punch because if they're a man short, New South Wales, they've blown the game. They're not going to fight their way back in with 12 men.
Well, that's a penalty.
No, he's just pushed in.
It wasn't Luke Lewis.
Merrin.
It was Trent Merrin. Trent Merrin has thrown the punch.
He's gone. Tate's gone.
Tate has just pushed him away, and Merrin's just left, right.
Well, I think Tate was entitled to push him away.
He was slowing the play the ball down.
Should have been a penalty to Queensland for a side play the ball, but Merrin, he's put a couple of right hands in there, Trent Merrin.
It's going to be a penalty to Queensland, and it's going to be 10 minutes in the bin for Merrin.
Well, that's then 20 players have come, you know, both teams have obviously said one in, all in, and they've come racing from everywhere.
But surely they can't pick out a Queenslander and put two guys in the bin. Merrin clearly is the instigator. He's reacted to a push.
I think Merrin is the only one who's thrown a punch. I think Merrin will go, for sure. Yeah. Well, and they won't be able to do anything about anyone else because they were holding and trying to...
That's right.
Eventually, the two groups of players have now been separated and the referees have called Paul Gallen out.
As captain.
Let's tune in. And Gallen wants to instigate the conversation, but...
Justin Hodges
is being called out. And Brent Tate.
Wow, what's this for?
Well, Tate was the one who pushed, but that was all he did.
You both come in there, got involved. 10 minutes in the bin.
Oh, Tate's got 10 in the bin.
Oh, jeez.
The videos review that, you're in the bin.
Now, that's ridiculous.
Tate is in the bin. Hodges is in the bin too.
Well, this is bordering on high fast.
Now, Merrin might get sent off, you know.
Greg Bird.
And Greg Bird's been called out.
Yep. Quite possibly.
Oh, Craig, I'm lucky for you that they don't have the aluminium cans here anymore.
Well, who would have thought this?
Merrin's got 10. So it's 12 on 11. Make it 11 on 11.
The beautiful game is about to evolve.
Greg Bird is gone for 10.
You've called for this 11-on-11 man game for years, Warren. You finally got it.
Not under a 10-metre rule, though.
Tate and Hodges gone. Merrin and Bird gone. Penalty, Queensland. 11-on-11 for the next 10 minutes.
Well, they should reduce it to a 5-metre rule then.
Queensland now look at Smith have been harshly dealt with here, Queensland, in my view. To have two players in the bin, I think, is ridiculous.
Papali on Debu can't get through. He's standing and won't crumble amid the tackling of three New South Wales players. Now he plays it to Smith. Smith gives it to Cronk. Cronk kicks for the left side. There is Inglis. Flies, catches, scores!
He's a powerhouse, Inglis. He's gone up and marked that under extreme pressure. And, yep, there you go, Craig.
Too big, too strong, too classy, great kick. And I'm afraid Nathan Merritt, not even in the ballpark, trying to contend with an athlete like Greg Inglis out on this side. He was no hope.
22-0. Here's Thurston from 8 metres in from touch on the western side. The preferred side for the bending right boot of JT.
Oh, wow.
24-0. 24-0. Morris at dummy half gives to Lewis. Lewis floats a long pass to the centre of the field to Gallen. Gallen pops it back infield to Farrah. Farrah chips for the left side. There's an overlap. If the bounce is kind, it is. And Brett Morris has picked it up and scored out in the left corner.
Well, they're going to check this. It's a very good play. I think he's going to award the try. He has good kick from Farrah and looked to be the only way New South Wales were going to score a try through that set.
Maloney's conversion attempt a metre in from the eastern touchline. But the preferred side for the right-footed Rooster, who roosts it on goal here. And that's a great kick. James Maloney converts the try, 24-6, with 10 minutes to play. Parker with another offload, and then Fifita very aggressively tackles Smith, and Hodges gets in the face of Fifita.
And Greg Bird has stepped in as well.
And again, but there's no punches this time. But
they love to belt one another.
Holding at arm's length.
They would dearly love. They hate one another, or you would think. That. There's a lot of
penalty against Fifita.
Yeah. And Sam Thaiday played peacemaker.
I might take the two this time.
Well, that's a first.
He's a very different man as a father, Sam Thaiday, and club captain, and so on and so forth. He is a changed man, and now the Maroons have said, we've had enough. We can see the timepiece inside the last 60 seconds. We're going to have a kick for goal, and they're high-fiving each other already, the Maroons. The dynasty stays alive for at least another 3 weeks.
Standing ovation from the Queensland fans at Lang Park for the team. Dominant here in game two.
It's not full time as yet, but there is one play to be affected, and that's a Jonathan Thurston penalty goal attempt. 24-6 as it stands. The Blues stand a very sore and sorry lot near the in goal at the northern end. And the Maroons, well, they're high-fiving, they're hugging each other.
Bit of a mistake-riddled second half. 7 errors by New South Wales chasing the scoreboard, but 6 errors by Queensland. So 15 completions of 22 by New South and 14 completions of 20 by the Queenslanders. But nevertheless, it was a wonderful first half. Queensland set this victory up.
Well, the time's expired
in the first half.
The Maroons looking for the cherry on top with Thurston's penalty goal attempt slightly to the right from 21 metres out. He drives it through with his right boot to drive home a Maroons victory that sends us to a decider in Sydney. Queensland 26, New South Wales 6, Origin 2013, 1-1.